For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud. And they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you, and protect your home today. Equityprotect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
California legal officials are questioning whether or not Governor Gavin Newsom violated state law when ordering public sector workers to return to office. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, who brought the complaint?
Well, it's an interesting one. There's a series that are going through. The first one is being brought by the professional engineers. They are primarily in the Department of Transportation. You know, they're the pencil people that plan out the roads and policies in California and take care of transit issues. And they've been very comfortable working at home. And they are not happy with the governor's order that they come back to work 4 days a week. And, you know, they filed what often unions do. They filed a grievance. And in this case, it goes to the professional engineers. I mean, it goes to the California department that oversees the board, the Public Employment Relations Board. Believe it or not, California has its own board that helps to sort of decide union issues on public unions, not on private unions. They have their own board. And the lead attorney on that said that the governor may have erred or did err because he didn't talk enough to the union before he issued the order. They wanted what they call more meet and confer, sit down and talk about it, give reasons to go back and forth, maybe reach something else. Make no mistake, the professional engineers want things to stay the way they are now, which is 2 days a week, or they would like to go to, you know, full work at home privileges. The SEIU, which is a union as well, a lot of clerks and stuff, they're also filing a complaint. So it's not as easy as people think when the governor said he was ordering people back to work that actually the orders are going through.
And it's still an order. I mean, this doesn't even happen until July 1st. They still have some time to prepare. I mean, come on. COVID's been over for a while now.
It's been 5 years since the governor declared that back in June 2021 that California was reopened for business. The state of emergency stayed on after that for a while in order to get federal funding. But yes, Margie, you are right. It's been years. It's been years. But once the change was made, people got comfortable with it. And it's not just state workers. It's county workers and city workers. We're seeing this pushback coming from all over the place. It's not as vocal. It doesn't have a board necessarily that takes it up. But it's the back and forth about once things change, people say, well, that's our change in our working conditions. We don't enjoy that in the private sector. When somebody calls up and says, get back in, you're back in. That's it. But in the public sector, it goes back and forth. And it's a strong unions and a strong-willed governor. I don't see him backing down. He isn't commenting right now. But, you know, he's made this a big issue, as is San Francisco's mayor, Lurie. What do the unions want? Well, they want it to go away. If not, they probably would like something else, you know, given in return. That's part of the ongoing negotiations and bargaining that most of us don't have. But if you're a state, city, or local employee, you've got them. And when something happens, you use them. That's the law, and that's the way you use it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.